Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Yeah, hot out there.
Yes, sir. I got my dashiki on today. I thought I was going to wear my dashiki from Ghana and look sweet.
Okay, that's the kind of weather it is. It's Ghana weather out there today.
But then we had practice today in the Potter Gym. I done melted the dashiki.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, you don't need nothing on in that gym.
So it was hot, man. So we're here today, you know.
So we won't, though, man.
Yeah,
you know, so I enjoy it. I don't complain. You know, I just say it's warm, but I love it.
Beach
really
weather.
Do.
We working out at the beach. If I'm getting outside, I'm riding my bikes. Hey.
Because it's short.
Yeah,
it's short. You know, anytime you drive by Wilson Field and you got players running around out there, you know summer is getting short.
It's about to be over. When them helmets start flying around.
Okay.
And it's a lot of 7-on-7s coming up.
Yep. We know what time it is.
It's coming. Hey,
that's why we in Michigan, because we know the weather.
I've been buying sweatsuits, too, out of season, on
sale. Time you're supposed to buy them.
Yep.
It will get cold.
It will get cold.
I promise you that.
It's coming.
Okay.
Yep. Well, on another note, getting cold, so the NBA Summer League.
Oh, man.
Everybody thought Lonzo Ball was going to be cold.
Lonzo got something to prove.
Triple-double? Okay. What was the first game with 1-for-15?
Oh. Yeah, something like that. And horrible game.
Yeah, somebody of my friends was like, yeah, look at that, 1-for-15. I say, bro, he a playmaker. So when he bounced all the way back.
Yeah, he just, you know, he was sort of like a prize fighter, man. He was just feeling out the league, finding out what's out there. And once he realized what was going on and he got comfortable, I think folks going to see that this guy is the real deal, man.
That's it.
He couldn't be in a better place.
Man, couldn't be. Showtime, Hollywood, everything. But when I watched the game last night, he had on some Nikes.
Yeah, he hung up the Baller brand. And LeBron tweeted out to him today, just do it.
Oh, they done gave him everything.
LeBron said, just do it. He, you know, he's picking at him because he got on them Nikes.
Ah.
Nikes, just do it, see?
So, basically, they got a hybrid company now.
No, I don't know what has happened in the background. But we know who the LeBron James, huge, huge Nike contract.
Yep.
So,
500.
Yeah, so when guys wear the Nike brand, trust me, there's some kind of a royalty that he'll still get off that deal, man. So don't know all the particulars, but for whatever reason, he was in Nike, and when you can say his game got better, he had on Nikes.
Okay, but I did. It was nice to do some purple, like some flights or something like that, some hyper dunks. But he looked all right. And then our Muskegon product is playing in there in the actual summer league also, right?
Deontay Davis. Yeah,
that's
they're
right.
Undefeated.
Oh.
Matter of fact, tonight starts they have a little playoff format in the summer league.
Okay.
And you know, this will be a delayed, but you know, it's tonight, 8:00, ESPN.
Okay.
Yeah.
So actually this is a pre-recorded show, but Deontay playing in the summer league, they undefeated.
Yeah. So hopefully good things will happen. You know, since Zach is gone now, right? Zach Randolph.
They making that move for that money now.
Didi, you know, it's gonna. I think that curve has been, you know, moved up.
Yeah, that's right. Just him and Marcus all on the floor now.
He's got to come on and produce, because I think that's kind of the reason why old boy left.
Yeah. Then you got Vince Carter. They ain't signed Vince Carter yet back either, have they?
Yeah, you know that's a tough call. You really want his professionalism, his experience, but with all these young legs running around in the NBA, man.
40-year-old man, I'm 39 years old, and okay. I don't think somebody would pick me over a 22-year-old, a 24-year-old,
right.
A 27-year-old.
So they got to figure out what they want to do with Vince, man. I mean, maybe they got a job for him on the staff, I don't know. But to give up a roster spot at this time is kind of tough.
They might have that, who was that, that Juwan Howard type of position.
Right.
Where you sit on the bench all those years in Miami Heat, and then all of a sudden, hey, he's still on the team. Now he's a coach.
Now you're a coach. And I think he would be excellent. And you need guys like him when you got a bunch of young players, man. You know, I think it's really important because he can teach them how to be professionals on and off the floor.
He can still hang out a little bit.
Yeah, right. He can still demonstrate.
time. This is how we hang out.
I can't do the 60 minutes, but I can definitely get in here and show you how it's supposed to be done.
We might spend $5,000 tonight, not $50,000, right, fella. But it is actually like that.
Oh yeah,
$5,000 is a good night.
Yes, it is. That's how they. That's how they roll. With
it's not outrageous. $5,000 is not outrageous. You in a night.
Richard Sherman said from Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
About the NFL players. In order for them to get that kind of NBA money, he said they got to go on strike. See, because they got all short-term contracts in the NBA. I mean, the NFL.
Oh yeah, their contract year to year. They give you $125 million.
Two, 3 year contract. And they're not guaranteed.
And they're like, you play one bad week, they'll drop you.
They will drop you. Okay. So
is it show money? Oh, your contract is this from week to week.
Yep. And I would think, well, we know we got more players in the NFL than you do on an NBA team.
Yes.
But I don't know what the financials are in comparison, but I would have to think that the NFL has to be bringing in, you know, billions of dollars. And I would think that, yeah, they could probably pay players more than what they are being paid.
Yeah, but then I'm not knocking football, but you got to look at the 16-week period.
In a short career, I mean,
3 years.
The average, 3 years. Average career of a football player, okay, versus NBA basketball player. Huge difference.
But then one thing, though, the NFL players do lock up is that signing bonus.
Yeah, you walk
$40 million signing bonus, $30 million signing. They get that money.
They get that. And that nothing else is guaranteed, though. You know, you got like Brady-esque. You know, you got guys like Brady walking around. The kid out in L.A. or in Oakland, Carr.
Yep.
Some quarterbacks that got huge contracts. Other than that, is you know, the average player in the NFL don't make a whole bunch of money when you look at what the guys get in the NBA.
You're right.
No, they don't. But the NBA is definitely being ran by shrewd businessmen. Okay? It is definitely tilted. So –
dog-eat-dog type of world.
Yes, it is, man. So, Roger Goodell, he gets $34 million a year running the NFL.
The Boys and Girls Club.
$34 million.
Yeah. It's like he just managing people.
Yeah. Yeah, he worked for the owners.
Yeah.
Okay? The owners, you know, pay him to protect their interest in the Shield. And part of that is negotiating with the players' union. And you have to say that the guy has done an excellent job for these billionaires, because most NFL owners are billionaires. So, they could possibly pay these guys more. And then you got all this other stuff going on in the background, you know, the lawsuit for the concussions, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of money was involved in that. It was a couple billion dollars they had to set aside. So, but, yeah. I can't argue with Roger Goodell putting money in the pockets of the owners, but, yeah, the players do deserve, I think, a little more.
They're their fair share. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, just like any other worker. Fair share.
Talk about money. We in Muskegon. Our show is going to be aired during this time. Is our bike time is going to be coming up. Yes, bike time, and the other one is Rebel Road.
Rebel Road.
One is really bike time, but they mix in Rebel Road like that. I even seen an MLive article saying both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference or discrepancy between both of them?
Okay, Rebel Road is going to be that lane down Western Avenue.
Ah, to get it in.
Okay, Bike Time is at Harley-Davidson.
Ah, okay. So all the eateries and food at Rebel Road, that's going on right now.
Oh, at Harley-Davidson. It's right across the street from my office, right?
Yes.
So I'm watching these guys. They're doing bike tricks, all this. They got huge, man, Harley-Davidson sending these semis. Man, and it's like pavilions, and they open up these semis, and they're gonna have concerts, you know, food, the whole nine yards at Harley Davidson. They got the tents, everything all set up, but that is where Bike Time is. Basically, Rebel Road is that throughway that goes through Western Avenue for about 8 blocks.
So that's the food eateries when you want something to eat, hang out downtown afterwards. Stuff like that. So that's how you come across those two.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
that's what it was, because Rebel Road was there. Bike Time moved out to the old racetrack for a couple of years, and it didn't work. So they said, no, we got to bring it back downtown. Plus, there was a little pressure on from the Indians saying, you know, we're about to develop this track of land, so no use in y'all getting used to being out here. So you might as well go on back downtown, because in a couple of years, there's going to be a casino sitting out there. So y'all might as well go on, take that back downtown. We finna get our casino money on right here.
Yeah, because they did try to bring the bike time out there at Fruitport.
Yeah, yeah, out at the old racetrack.
But a lot of people didn't come, though.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
That don't got a motorcycle feel. I don't even ride motorcycles.
No, it doesn't.
What I look like?
All the way out there.
Then I'm at Fruitport. I'm not knocking Fruitport, but it don't seem like Motorcycle City.
Well, you don't have the amenities.
The industrial part of the city. You know,
there's no bars, no restaurants, things of that nature. You know, like down there, you got the little shops along that little area about Western Avenue. So it was just kind of out of the way.
Like, you know, when I think about, like, motorcycle riding, I think about, like, movies like The Terminator when he was on a motorcycle, when he was on his Harley. Or, like, you know, Fast and Furious stuff, people going through a city.
Right.
And, you know, Muskegon is not really a city, but it's closer to what we would get than a Fruitport.
Well, you know, you think about it, and it's set up perfectly for Western Avenue, man. It's got the little island in it, so you got the traffic flow, goes both ways.
For the 31 coming through, the causeway. So then you can come in, you can get in and get out.
It's been a huge success.
And if you want to go down, you want to ride through the hood, you want to ride through Peck Street, you want to come through that way, you know, mash it down there, you got that.
And people come from all over the United States.
And that's what I heard, flying in and everything.
To attend this bike time. So it has turned into a big event. And I didn't even know last night they had family night.
Wow.
And my wife and some friends went down. And they had, like, horseback riding for kids. They had a bounce house. What's that? The painting. They do the face painting. She said it was really nice.
Did you used to ride bikes, Tony?
I rode a bike once.
Okay, I thought you had a bike.
No. And I realized that I felt a whole lot better on four tires than two that goes faster than 10 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, no, my bike career was very short. But I have rolled one.
That's it. And I know one of our radio personalities here, Big Rob. He's a writer. You know, he's with the Rough Riders. You know,
Tough Dude,
nonprofit organization. Shout out to them, Tough Dude. And so there's a lot of little groups around here. And I mean, not little groups, but there are a lot of great organizations around here.
Yeah, they do.
That do a lot of good things and have a brotherhood. I see that. It's like a brotherhood where those brothers really support each other, even when they have casualties and traumatic situations or just good situations. People get married, they bringing their bikes out. They at the reception with their jackets on. They doing some donation, backpacks for kids, and school supplies.
Back to school.
Do everything.
Yeah.
You know, they all supportive of each other. That's what I've noticed. It's a pretty good brotherhood. And like I said, I'm better off on four wheels. If you want to have mountain bike club, I'm with you. But then it's just, I just like looking at the different bikes.
I like walking through, just looking at the bikes, you know, man.
Like, I know somebody got a bike, and I always tell them, I try to get it to point across to him, who's that, Stan Grisham?
Stan got a beautiful
bike.
Man,
he got a beautiful bike. I told him, I said, man, you need to put that bike on the poster and copyright the poster and sell it to stores, because wherever his bike is at, people come up to it. It'll attract attention. He ain't got to be around it. So that's a great design on what he put into that bike, and I just think it's got much more value than just being here. It's like, that's a bike that actually can bring revenue in just advertisements and shows and posters, because people love that. It's a culture. Riding those bikes is a culture, and the decorating them and everything and being unique is a culture. It's within inside of itself. Because I'm on the outside looking in, and I look at people really, they love this stuff.
Oh, they do, man. They
so it's a lot of money. It's a lot of commerce in it. And it's,
yes, it is.
And like I was talking to the guy the other night, I was eating dinner at one of the restaurants downtown, I believe Pizzeria or something. It's a pizzeria downtown. They have the deck outside. What's the name of that? I always go there, so I'm trying to get them some love.
Oh, right downtown the
They got two of them. They got one on Apple. They got one down there.
Yeah, the one on Apple.
Yeah, the Pizza Plot.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking about. I can't even give them a shout out.
Think of the name of it.
Yeah, but it's
Top Shelf.
Yeah, Top Shelf.
Top Shelf.
And I was talking to one of the bartenders there. I was like, this must be one of your biggest days. He said, man, this weekend right here will probably cover us for the whole year.
That's their Christmas. That's their Christmas.
Like, we talk about the the sales during the Black Fridays and how they make up for the whole year during that month. He was like, look, man, Chauncey, this would cover our whole year.
Bike time.
I would cover the budget for my salaries for all my employees for the whole year off this weekend.
It's awesome, man. That is awesome.
So now I'm cleaning my overhead, right?
Right.
So now my business, my tax base is leveled out with my budget. So now I'm able to go forward, and everything I make is profit.
In a great spot.
$1 million spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So you, if he feels that way, then there's other ones like there that the new one just opened up.
18 Amendment. They about to get a lot of business.
They're going to get a lot of business. A couple of small bars still up and down there. That's great. These guys can, take this weekend and make big bucks.
And that's getting right into the next thing we have. Make your wealth last.
Make your wealth last. So I don't think it says spend your wealth.
Right.
That's not what it means. Doesn't it?
No, it says make your wealth last.
Which is basically a budget.
Yep, a budget.
You know, X amount of dollars, and I'm going to project how many years I want this money to last, and that's how you spend it. You know, you just don't spend it till it's gone and then think that you know, if it was a savings from your retirement account or whatever. These are probably once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to take advantage of this kind of money, and you need to treat it as such and spend accordingly with a budget.
Yeah, it's a plan. It like we just said, Top Shelf knew that this was their cash cow.
Yeah.
The Bike Time and Rebel Road, it was their cash cow. So they know that they can clear their budget for all their employees and their overhead for the products they order in this weekend.
And, you know, there's always a couple of events during the fall and the summer that they can capitalize on, but I don't think anything is like this one here.
So, because we got the art festival and all those things. I know we do pretty good during the parking lot times, too.
Yeah,
so.
Irish. They do an Irish fest.
Yeah.
They just had a rock and roll rock fest the last week.
Then the Christian organization's coming up in August.
You got Unity.
Yep.
Yeah, Unity coming up. So, but I don't know how much business he gets from that group. They probably will buy the pizzas though. But you know, right across the street is the Rebel Pies.
Yes.
So he's in one location, and then the Rebel Pies is just right down the street.
It's pizza everywhere.
Rebel Road, and there's a new one over on 3rd Street.
That's 3 pizza spots, 4 pizza spots in one block.
Yeah.
And they all getting business.
Okay.
So something got to be right.
Ski's not all bad, man.
No, it's not all bad.
No, it's not.
I see the process coming up. I see it building up and growing.
Yeah. So what's next?
What's next is write down your plan. Write down your plan. Create a retirement budget, devoting one column to essential costs such as housing and food and another to discretionary expenses, including travel and hobbies. Factor in inflation for overall expenses. Expected to be 2.4 over the next 20 years. The Congressional Budget Office says, consider making a separate calculation for health care costs, which are likely to have a much larger rate of inflation.
Oh boy.
So health use surveys with analysis, health cost projects, inflation rate, all those things. So just writing down a plan and seeing if your retirement matches all this. That seems like an algorithm.
Yeah. Yeah, this is kind of what we said earlier, is that you got to have a plan. You got to write it down. But I'm glad that it brought up the health care issue, okay? That is the unknown at this time. And, you know, currently they're fighting over the new health care bill, whatever that might look like. Nobody seems to know. But they just want to replace the Affordable Care Act. Okay, and they always call it Obamacare. But the name is the Affordable Care Act, okay? People that understand it do that. Republicans won't normally call it Obamacare. But before that, we had nothing, okay? Nothing that people could go to in order to buy health insurance at a reasonable cost. And to just let it get dismantled is horrible, or increase the rates to the point where they're unaffordable like they were before, is counterproductive. So, you know, that's a great topic about being mindful of health care costs as we go forward, because a part of the current administration's budget is to slash Medicaid and Medicare.
We were just talking about that the other day, like how I got a friend, he's 92 years old. And he said the whole system didn't think I was going to live.
No.
That would be my dad's age today, about 92, 94. And he was born in 1924. So when you look at that, when a brother is still alive with an able mind and able body, still playing the lottery.
Okay.
Still drinking.
Okay.
Still smoking.
Okay. All still, the things they say you don't supposed to do.
Still cussing people out. I can say that on the radio because I'm not saying the swear word. But an audience, who's that? It's one of my buddies, Mr. Monisset. He's a man, funny guy, man.
Oh, yeah.
But he's been around through World War II, all the presidents, and he remembers events, and he's still driving.
Oh, yeah.
So he's killing Medicaid.
Oh, yeah.
He's
and
killing
Social Security. And
Social Security. He's killing the retirement system because they didn't expect him to live over the 77 plus. And then for his generation, 1924, they weren't expected of the with the factories and all that stuff they had to go through.
No, the life expectancy was even less then than it is now.
So 60 to 55 was their thing.
That's it.
Retire when you can. Get all the money when you can. Or if you got a retirement plan, don't even really have it because you're not going to live that long after you retire.
The national average for collecting a Social Security check is 12.5, which means that throughout this country, all the people that sign up and receive Social Security, on average, they receive 12.5 checks, which is just a little over a year. So when you take his situation, he has definitely
killed the system.
The odds. And, he's way ahead of the system.
Mr. Monisset.
Mr. Monisset. I lived a lot of folks up there on Jackson Hill.
Man. Y'all lived a lot of folks.
So, but yeah, that is critical going forward to see how this plays out from a healthcare cost standpoint because it's going to affect everybody.
Good man, too. So that's got me just thinking about him. He was talking about that. He said, how do I live the system?
Yeah.
So they got to change it because he said, your generation is going to live longer. I like past 92. He said, not past 92. He said, there'll be more of you.
Yeah.
That with this age will be a possibility for you.
Just sheer medicine.
That's what he said.
with the research of medicine that cures a lot of illnesses that folks usually die from. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, measles and mumps or whatever would kill people. But today with all the various vaccinations, it has definitely increased the life expectancy of Americans.
There it is. And then look, that's the next one on our 70 tips. This is tip 65, maximize Social Security. So maximize Security. And here it is. It says, postponing retirement also helps you delay taking Social Security. For every year after full retirement, age 66 or 67, depending on when you were born, that you postpone claiming it, until age 70, the benefit goes up 8%. But it's like you said, it's not worth it.
No.
Take it when you can. If you take it at 59 and a half, jump on it.
Jump on it. So actually, the age for Social Security, unless it's Social Security disability. Social Security disability can happen at any age. No, it's not. It's not. The age of retirement for Social Security is 62.
So Social Security disability is what? You get like $1,200 a month or $600 a month or something like that?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I can't.
It's not a lot. And sometimes it varies based on what kind of work you did and what kind of injuries you have. But you're right. On average, it's about $1,200.
You can't do nothing with that.
Which is not a lot of money. You know, so the Social Security game means that if you are involved in an employment that you can do beyond 62 and it's not strenuous and it pays you good money, then great, you can do it. But you got to remember, if you start taking Social Security and you still work, it becomes a taxable event. Okay? So it's going to vary for everybody, depending on what they have as far as a retirement plan, a pension, if they want to continue to work, will determine when they take their Social Security. But 62 is the earliest age that you can take it for retirement purposes. Okay. And my deal is, if you got a pension, you've done some savings, and you are in a job that is somewhat strenuous, okay, retire at 62. Okay, start taking those benefits, and hopefully that will prolong your life.
Man, if I retire at 62, that's 40 years for me.
Okay. And we don't know what it's going to be. What's the mandatory age? Just heard today that there is a
2%. That's 40 years if I do that. I work 40 years if I did it.
Then you
I started at 22.
And you should, if you paid into the system, you should have a pretty decent retirement because it goes on the years that you've paid into the system.
I have since I was 16.
There's a calculation that they use to determine what your monthly benefit will be. And then you have spousal benefits as well. You have to decide how you want to factor that.
I seen that like about a month ago. It looked like a pretty good number. I was just like,
okay.
And then that would be nice to offer me a service package like they did some of them. we was talking about that also last weekend with some of the guys just sitting out talking, and they was talking about service packages when Eagle Auto were closed down.
Yeah.
When those places, and he said, when he saw that check, and he was like, one of my buddies, one of my mentors, he's like, when I saw that check and I saw my Social Security and I did the calculation, he said, I ain't about to work no 5 more years. I'm out of here. Okay. But then before the service package came, he was putting his retirement anyway. They gave me 2 scenarios. He's like, I was going to retire. I like the past, I can live off of that. So, but he said, something told me to wait.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when I waited, they offered that service package. He said, they said, I ain't never seen so many zeros in my life.
Oh, really? Okay.
On one check. He said, the check came in the mail. And my wife was like, I got something in the mail for you, but you can't have it.
Oh, okay. She the financial guru in the
house. Yeah, she say, just hold on. Wait a minute. So I was like, wow. That's maximizing your retirement right there.
Yes,
waiting for the service package and everything. Then another person was one of my mentors. He was a police officer. And he said when he found out, and he worked there for Mesquite Heights at the time, when he said when he found his service package came through for him, because there was so many police officers that worked at 25 years.
Yeah, he passed some 25 years and out.
Yep, 25 years and out. He saw that number. He was like, I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what he had saved and everything, house was paid off. He was like, he said, I was out at 50. He said, I left at 50.
Yes.
He said, I was like 19 years ago.
Yeah, those kind of occupations, that's what you have to do. I mean, you can't, those jobs, when you have to chase people, arrest people, wrestle with people, fight people, you can't be 62, 63, 64 years old out here in these streets. I mean, if you got your desk job, okay. But if all hands on deck, they say, we got us a bad situation, you got to come out behind that desk and get out here in the streets, different story. So, yeah, those kind of jobs, a fireman, same thing. Running into buildings and stuff at 65 years old makes no sense. So if you got a good retirement and you've managed your money, you definitely need to be looking at retirement when you get to be 62. Okay. But like I'm doing insurance business, I can do this for a while. So I can hold off on my Social Security. But again, it's different for everybody, but it's a conversation and a process that they need to address before they get to that retirement age so they can plan, find out what they want to do.
See what it looks like.
Absolutely.
Next is supersize your contributions.
Contributions.
So if you're 50 or older, you can catch up contributions.
Catch up contributions.
Your IRA and your 401k.
$5,000.
In 2017, you can add, they mentioned $6,000 to your 401k, and above the $18,000 mark, your annual contribution limit for a total of $24,000 a year. So like where I work as a teacher, I always see that $18,000. So what I have to look at, if I can get my business to compensate for that $18,000,
mm-hmm.
I can do that with that $18,000.
Yeah. Yeah, you take that money from the school and stick that in the 403B.
And then I make the $18,000 in my business.
And make the $18,000 in your business because that other money is tax sheltered.
Yes, right.
And hopefully if it's invested right, it's going to grow. So
I still got the $18,000.
And you still got the $18,000. And you maximize it because it's a wash. The $18,000 that you got from the business and the $18,000 that, is going to reduce your income that you've already invested in your 403B. So therefore, it's not like this $18,000 is going to get taxed that hard because it's replacing money that you've already put in your 403B. So it's almost a wash. But yet the benefit of it is when you do retire, you got that $18,000 plus more sitting over there helping to subsidize your retirement.
Wow.
But I was mentioning earlier, the Social Security, they did give them a bump. It's like 2%, and that won't take place until 2018, and it's like $25, $28 a month increase in benefits. So they have, for those Social Security recipients, you will get a little bit of a raise next year.
Man, $28.
That's a raise.
That's a raise.
$28. So,
I just think, like you said, you gotta, in this day and age, you gotta create another business or something. You have to. Because like biblically speaking, I don't believe in retirement.
Yeah.
I believe in working and resting. But then working on your purpose and just when you get up, you're not worried about, oh, this is a hard job. You're like, I love doing this.
Well, that's why there's so many people that do retire, start a second career. Okay? You retire
from
a job.
Not as strenuous.
Right. You don't, you know, you don't go into an environment where it's going to cause, you know, a lot of physical exertion. All right? You pick up a hobby. You know, if you walked through the art fair last week.
I did.
I know it's a lot of older people.
Yes, it is. From Florida.
Okay.
Senior citizens.
Yeah. That's
art teachers. Oh, I talked to a couple people. Art teachers.
That's their second career.
Former artists, industrial engineers, you know, that design projects. It's like, oh, I'm retired, man.
Welders.
I bought this RV, man, and I just ride around. Just came to Florida. Me and my wife, we just be romantic and go to each arts festival across the country.
Yep.
All year. So we go to about 10 of them. So we do one a month. When during the cold season in the north, we down south.
Okay.
When the rainy season down south, we on the west.
Okay. That's what it's about, man.
Yep.
But you can't, it just don't happen. Okay.
You got to plan that.
You got to plan
But your gift will make room for you, though.
Oh, yes, it will.
So I always think that my next thing is speaking and possibly consulting work because
You can do that a long time.
I can't stop, won't stop. I can't.
Nope, you can't.
And it's not about a check. It's like, I just feel like I need to just keep on giving to the capacity, like what I can't get no more.
Got to have a purpose.
So
every morning when you get up, when you wake up, you've been blessed. You got to have a purpose.
You got to design that.
You know, to wake up and say, well, boy, I don't have nothing to do today. Not good.
Like, I'm retired. I said, I'm gonna go lay in the bed all day. No, I can't do that.
No. Every cable station is. I can't do it.
So, look, Tony, we almost through this 70, man. It took us probably about a month going through 70 tips.
But they're all good.
To wealth. They are.
It's all
they
good,
are.
Man.
They really are. We got about five more, and I think next week we'll share the fifth ones with them. But if you're out, today is Saturday, because today we're pre-recorded, but today is Saturday. It's around 3 o'clock. I bet bike time is jumping, Rebel Road. Take your family out. Contributing to the Muskegon community, because a lot of people always say there's nothing to do in Muskegon.
No.
It's nothing to do for nobody, but everybody is always doing something in the community because they want to make it better. You don't have to go 30, 40, 50 miles away.
No,
your neighborhood is all good. Come check it out. Hang out in Muskegon.
Downtown
make Muskegon great.
Downtown Muskegon, baby.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.